Texas DPS Colonel McCraw announces retirement after 15 years as director. By Bob Price and Randy Clark on August 23, 2024. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCraw announced on Friday he will retire from the agency at the end of the year. McCraw served as the agency's director for the past 15 years. Under Governor Greg Abbott, McCraw headed up the state's border security mission, Operation Lone Star. In an email reviewed by Breitbart Texas, Colonel McCraw told the troopers he commanded, "Over the last 15 years, I have had the profound honor of witnessing firsthand the courage, commitment, and unwavering dedication that you bring to your roles every single day." The director added, "Your work is not just a job. It is a calling, a solemn oath to protect and serve the great state of Texas. And you have done so with exceptional honor." During a graduation ceremony of newly sworn Texas DPS troopers, McCraw said his retirement was a rather easy thing to do. "Because I know Governor Greg Abbott will ensure that my replacement is as good and likely better than I am at this particular job," according to a report by the Texas Tribune. Speaking at the DPS trooper graduation, Governor Abbott said, "At this moment in time, you play a more pivotal role than ever before. And you have been led by an incredibly well-respected man who was instrumental in the success of DPS. It has been an honor to work with Director Steve McCraw. He is a leader, visionary, and the quintessential lawman that Texas is so famous for. Big, white cowboy hat and all," the governor concluded. McCraw began his career with the department in 1977 as a trooper in the Texas Highway Patrol. Later, he served as a DPS narcotics agent until 198, the Texas DPS website states. In 1983 he became a special agent with the FBI. Following his retirement from the FBI, McCraw returned to Texas where Governor Rick Perry appointed him to become the Texas Homeland Security Director, reporting directly to the governor. Perry later appointed McCraw as Director of the Department of Public Safety. Under Governor Abbott, McCraw headed up the state's border security mission, Operation Lone Star. Since its beginning, Operation Lone Star actions resulted in the arrest of more than a half million illegal immigrants, the Office of the Texas Governor website reports. The migrant interdictions led to more than 45,000 criminal arrests, including nearly 40,000 felony charges. The operation's actions also led to the seizure of more than 505 million deadly fentanyl doses. The website credits the efforts of DPS troopers and Texas National Guard soldiers with reducing illegal border crossings into Texas by 75%. As part of the program to protect Texas residents from crimes by illegal immigrants, Colonel McCraw and Governor Abbott ordered the creation of the state's 10 most wanted criminal immigrants list, Breitbart Texas reported. The effort led to the arrest of many dangerous criminals who would otherwise be a threat to Texans or residents of other states. "I leave knowing that the future of this department is in the best possible hands, yours," Colonel McCraw concluded. "Your continued efforts and commitment to excellence have been made, and will continue to make, a profound difference in the lives of those around you." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's Associate Editor and Senior News Contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products. Editors note, this article has been updated with additional comments from Colonel Steve McCraw and Governor Greg Abbott.